Zechariah, chapter 14. Behold, the day of Yahweh comes, and your spoil will be divided in the midst of you. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to do battle, and the city will be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women will be ravished, and half of the city will go forth into captivity, and the residue, the remainder of the people, will not be cut off from the city. And then Yahweh will go forth and fight against those nations, just as he did when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives will cleave in the midst of it towards the east and towards the west, a very great valley, and half of the mountain will remove toward the north and half of it toward the south. And you will flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains will reach to Azal. Yes, you will flee, like you fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Yehuda. And Yahweh, my Elohim, will come, all the saints with you. It will come to pass in that day the light will not be clear, nor dark, but it will be one day which will be known to Yahweh, not day nor night, but it will come to pass at evening time it will be light. And it will be in that day living waters will go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea, and in summer and in winter will it be this way. And Yahweh will be king over all the earth. In that day there will be one sovereign, and his name one. All the land will be turned like a plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it will be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And men will dwell in it, and there will be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem will be safely inhabited. And this will be the plague with which Yahweh will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their holes, and their tongue will consume away in their mouth. And it will come to pass in that day, a great tumult from Yahweh will be amongst them, and they will lay hold every one upon the hand of his neighbor, and his hand will rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Yehuda will also fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of all the heathen round about will be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance, and so shall be the plague of the horse, and of the mule, and of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that will be in these tents. It will be as this plague. And it will come to pass, every one who is left of all the nations that came against Jerusalem will even go up from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it will be, whoever will not come up of all the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the King, Yahweh of hosts, on them will be no rain. And if the family of Egypt does not go up and does not come, there will be the plague with which Yahweh will smite the heathen that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This will be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day, there will be upon the bells of the horses, holiness to Yahweh. And the pots in Yahweh's house will be like the bowls in front of the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and in Yehuda will be holiness to Yahweh of hosts, and all they who sacrifice will come, and will take of them, and boil within them, and in that day there will be no more the Canaanite in the house of Yahweh of hosts. End of chapter.